I'm Jackie from Cape Town in South Africa.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben Wale from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
I'm Lisa Bracknell from Christchurch, New Zealand.
Nick Kidinji from Nairobi, Kenya.
I'm Viggy from Tel Aviv in Israel.
I'm Andy from Vancouver, Canada.
This is Harish from Bangalore in India.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
I'm Dougie Nisbet from Durham in the UK. And you're listening to Run with Coach Parry.
Welcome on to another edition of the podcast. It's good to have you with us, coming to you from a somewhat blustery Cape Town today. I am. My name is Brad Brown, and this is Run with Coach Parry. Lindsay is joining us today as well for another one of our fly on the wall coaching calls with one of the members of our online community. And if you haven't checked it out yet, we are growing such an incredible just tribe of people, man. I absolutely love it. I mentioned on last week's podcast that it is definitely my go-to place, way ahead of any of the other social medias, just because I feel that these people get me and we get them. So if you haven't checked it out yet, head over to coachparry.com/join. And I am super excited to welcome our next guest onto the podcast. She has been an absolute rock star with regards to just following the process, adding a program and then just ticking the boxes off, and the results show. So I'm pretty excited to be able to welcome Tanya Hayes onto today's podcast, and we're going to help her put her plan together between now and Comrades 2019. So if you're running Comrades 2019 and you are wondering how to structure things, you are going to get so much out of today's podcast. So make sure you stay tuned and listen to this call from start to finish. Before we get to that, though, don't forget as well, if you are on your own special journey, whether it's to your first park run, to your first sprint triathlon, or perhaps it's an Ironman or even Comrades, we'd like to know about it, okay? Tell us about your Biogen journey on social media, and you could win yourself 3 months access to the Coach Parry online community, where we could help you achieve that goal. So definitely use the hashtag Biogen Journey on the socials, and we'll pick it up there. Send us a couple of photos. We'd love to know what you're up to. Tell us. Hashtag Biogen Journey, and we could be making you a winner. Well, we head to the Northern Cape now, to a little town called Springbok. And I don't think many people listening to this podcast will have ever been to Springbok. I know I haven't. Lindsay says he's driven through it. But we seem to be having quite a big Northern Cape contingent on the Coach Parry online training platform. And one of the members who's very active in the forums joins us on the call now, Tanya Hayes. Tanya, welcome.
Thank you, Brad. I'm very happy to be here.
Tanya, I'm super excited to have you on, because often we interact with our members online and we don't get to chat. So you, one of the people that I've spoken to quite a bit in the forums and on email, and it's finally great to put a face to the name and a voice to the name. So it's good to have you on. Tell me a little bit about your running, Tanya. How long have you been running, and where did your sort of love for running start?
So I began running in 2010. And in 2011, I started to think that, yeah, I want to do the Comrades. So I've been running for quite a while, but I attempted the Comrades in 2012 and I didn't finish. I had an injury, I think an ITB, not I think, it was an ITB injury. So yeah, and then I kind of, running disappointed me. So I switched to mountain biking for a few years, and yeah, and I think in 2016 I began running again, because yeah, I just love running. But like I said, it's like mountain bike was never for me. I mean, I'm afraid to go downhill and all that stuff, so yeah, I just came back to my roots.
I feel you on the mountain biking. Running, especially when you run my pace, it's a lot safer.
Yeah, no mine too. No, Like I said, the mountain biking is really scary, so it's nice to actually have your foot on the ground and not be dependent on a bike.
Exactly. Tanya, yeah. Talk to me a little bit about your goals. I mean, you mentioned that disappointment back in 2012 around Comrades. Mm-hmm. What are we working towards? What do you want to achieve?
I really want to finish Comrades now in 2019, and maybe thinking about doing it again in 2020 if 2019 goes well and everything goes well. So I'm hoping for that. Then Two Oceans, obviously, the 56 kilometer. And yeah, and I would actually like to maybe pursue a sub-4 marathon. Because yeah, I think I maybe be capable to do that. Like I ran a 21K the other day in under 2 hours, not really far under 2 hours, but like 1 hour 59. So yeah, so I'm just really excited, and I'm really excited for the journey, and I'm doing stuff a bit different than in 2012. Like in 2012, I was following this program that was like six days running the whole time, not cross training or anything. So 6 days running and then you have one rest day. So that was a little bit hectic.
Yeah, Tanya, I mean, you've been following the process and you've been with us for a while now, and it's been amazing to watch how you're progressing. I mean, you obviously, I think you joined us for a half marathon and you've basically stuck around and you're just ticking the boxes and following the process and the results are showing. I mean, you're getting, every time you post something in the forums, I'm just so excited to hear it because you're just getting such great results.
Yeah, I am definitely, because like in the past, I was thinking, you know, more is better, and now I'm seeing that actually less and quality sessions are actually very more beneficial than just loading a lot of kilometers on your legs. It's more beneficial to like run four times a week, cross train a little bit more and do other stuff and build yourself up than just running yourself, you know, tired and stuff like that. So it's really helping, and it's nice to actually have Coach Perry and you to talk to and ask, you know, I'm thinking about doing this. Do you think with my times and with everything that I'm doing that it's a good idea or not a good idea? Like, I know I asked Coach Perry about one, and that was in November, and I was asking, you know, must I 42 kilometers or the 21? And he said I must do the 21 and try to get that under 2 hours. And I mean, it worked. So yeah, I'm really impressed, and I'm really glad I haven't felt this good about running since like forever. So yeah.
Well, I love it. I'm going to hand you over to Lindsay now. He's got that questionnaire with all your times and a bit of running background. Lindsay, it's the ball's in your court. Looking at those sort of numbers, what's your take on where Tanya is right now?
Yeah. So look, very, very encouraging. And definitely, as you said, still plenty of room to improve. So if we look at your 5, 10, 21, and marathon PB, you know, your 5K PB says your marathon potential is at around 4:12, and your 21K PB says that your marathon PB is around 4:10. So that 1:59, 21 that you did is actually shows that you have already improved some more. So I like your goals. I'm very confident that with the more sensible approach now, not running 6 days a week, training 4 days a week and doing the Pilates for strength, that's going to mean that you have an extremely good chance of finishing, comrades. And if I do a quick calculation here, I reckon you will probably do it in about, 10 and a half hours.
I was going to say, here we go. Drum roll, 10 and a half hours. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So wow, that's kind of where I think we're working you towards, is around about the 10 and a half hour, maybe a little bit quicker mark. But it really is about continuing to build on this foundation that you've laid. You know, carry on getting stronger, being more consistent. And I'm fairly sure that after comrades, if you recover properly and then train for a sub 4 hour marathon, that you'll be able to achieve both of those goals this year, having finished comrades in June and then towards the end of the year running a marathon in under 4 hours. Both of those goals are absolutely possible. I like the balance of your training. Obviously, it's hard not to be a little bit biased because I know you are following a program from the website. So, just looking through what you fill in on the questionnaire here, very happy with how you're going about your running at the moment. Hopefully you prepared a few questions or things that you're trying to figure out, and that I can help talk you through that now.
Okay, so the first thing that I was wondering, it is December vacation. So I was just, the thing I was thinking about was like maybe to take a bit of a rest. And then, like, my plan forward, what do you think must I do? Must I follow the comrades plan till comrades? Or must I follow, like, a sub-4 marathon plan and, like, try to better my qualifying time in February? Or, yeah, so there's a lot of, yeah.
So if you want to get as close to that 4 hour as you can before comrades, then I would actually not take a break now in December. And I would train through December and use the spare time, obviously on Christmas and Boxing Day and New Year's Day. Those are days that you would probably take some time off. But I would train quite hard through this period and then look for a race at the latest middle of February to go and run a marathon and then rest after that for a week. 1 week of very low intensity short runs, and then boom, you're back in training following the bronze comrades program. The alternative is to take some time off now, and to relax and, you know, mentally freshen up as well as physically freshen up. But then we would still run some marathons, but we wouldn't try and run under 4 hours. We would treat those marathons in the build up as training runs for comrades. And then you would start training on the bronze program from January and, go forward like that. So, you know, I know you just did the Winelands a little while ago. So really the way I'd make that decision is how tired are you right now? You know, if training hard makes you go, oh, you know, I don't really feel then it's then I would take a break, start in January on the comrades program. But if you're feeling pretty good and motivated and body feels good, then we could train for marathon.
Okay. And then the next question I have is I'm just quickly gonna look here. The next question I have is, how many, as because I'm living in Springbok and it's like far to travel for marathons and such stuff. So how many marathons do you think that I should do, that is necessary I do before comrades?
So look, in the kind of part of the field where you're running, I say that you probably want to try and do 3 marathon or longer. So you're either doing 3 marathons plus comrades, or 2 marathons and an ultra, or 1 marathon and 2 ultras, but you 3 times between February and race day, you want to go 42 Ks or longer.
Okay. So that's okay. So I'm going to like check my schedule and stuff, because I was thinking about doing the Peninsula. That's now in mid February. I think
yes,
it's 17th,
correct. Yeah.
Yes. And then I was thinking about the Vescas Marathon also, because I can remember in 2012, I did it and I actually did my personal best. I think it was 4:15 or something like that. So, but I will use it as a training run. I will not go like full out or anything like that.
Yeah. Because, I'm just looking at the date of the Vest Curse, because I think it's before that. It's in March, I think.
Yes, I think it's the 23rd of March.
Yeah, okay. So which means that there's at least 4 weeks between them, which is perfect.
Yes,
so that's great.
The Vest Curse.
Okay, cool. Okay.
So yeah, then maybe do that too, and then the comrades, or the 2 oceans and then the comrades.
Exactly. That's bang on. If you do those 3, that'll work well.
Okay, then awesome. Then I will do that free. And another question I have is, so with comrades training and everything, you know, the day before, and because we're going to travel up, I think maybe the best is to fly up than to drive.
Look, absolutely. I mean, that's a hell of a long drive. So if you're going to drive up, I'd say you want to give yourself at least 2 days in Durban to recover from that drive. So if you're planning on coming in the day before, absolutely flying is the right thing to do.
Mm. Okay. It's because I was planning on driving from here till Cape Town and then catching a flight there and then going to Durban.
Yeah.
I luckily found a place that's actually close by, like 5 kilometers from the start. So that's awesome.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. That's brilliant. Look, that takes a lot of stress off in the morning.
Yes. Okay. So yeah. I mean, then I'm sorted. Then I know what my plan now is for till comrades. Now it's just to finish. Is that's the whole thing? Because, like I said, the last time it just came to 80 kilometers.
Yeah. So look, I think the advantage you've got now, knowing, you know, as we get closer to the time, we'll help you to refine what the actual goal is. So in March or April, we'll make a decision there. But we can safely say it's going to be somewhere between 10 and 10 and a half hours. And the comfort that that'll give you on race day is that you know that, okay, if things do start to go wrong, I do have an hour and a half and I'm going to get a medal. But I'm fairly confident that the way you're going now, that we will get you a bronze. You'll be getting a bronze around your neck come Pietermaritzburg.
Oh, that would be so awesome. It's like I said, it's been my dream since 2012. But like I said, yeah, it disappointed me a bit. So then I just took off a bit from running. I was like, no. Yeah, so my mindset wasn't right. So, yeah.
Well, we will do everything we can to help you to make sure that that doesn't happen again.
Thank you so much, Lindsay. And thank you so much for the opportunity talking to me and chatting with me. It's really awesome.
Oh, no, that's a
pleasure.
And
thank you so much for the forum and everything. It's so nice because, like, all the questions that I usually have, I go and I look on the forum and I check what you tell the other and the advice that you give to the other persons and other members on the forum. So it's so nice. I mean, sometimes I have the same question and then I don't even have to ask it. I just go and check and, okay, so this was what you recommend or the advice you give. And yeah, I really enjoy the forum. Like I said, since June, I have joined. And like in the beginning of the year, I couldn't even finish a marathon under 5 hours. I mean, I was struggling at best. So yeah, really struggling. Like I think since 2017, November, I did the Winelands 42. I made it 5 hours, 3 minutes. Then I did the Peninsula. It was also 5 hours, I think 5 minutes. And I did Uppington. In Uppington, there's also a marathon, but oh my word, it's like a loop. It's like two rounds of 21.1. So that's a bit hectic. But I mean, I just made it like 5 hours. So I think 5 hours, 1 minute. So I couldn't even get under 5 hours. So yeah.
No, that's amazing.
You've made a lot of progress.
Yeah, and since following your program, I have been, just streaming along and getting better and better and better. So, yeah.
Tony, that's amazing. If I can just add something as well, I also, my first comrades was a failed attempt. I got to 60Ks in 2010. And I'm sure you experienced this as well. Going into comrades, you don't really know what to expect. I mean, you know it's going to be tough and you know it's long and you know it's hard, but it's only once you're actually there and you are on those hills that you realize how hard it actually is. And even though you had a failed attempt, you can take so much out of that because you've experienced how hard it is. So you know what it's going to take to finish that race, but you're in such a better place this time around. You're running so much better. You're feeling better. And as much as comrades is this massive thing that you're chasing, if you just every single week make sure you tick those blocks off, turn those blocks green in the app, everything will take care of itself. That's all you need to focus on is focus on what you're doing right now in the program and the rest will take care of itself. Because if you don't do what you need to do now, comrades isn't going to happen. So you just keep focusing week after week after week. Yes. And it's like playing with Lego. I used to play with Lego as a kid and you're putting blocks on top of each other. And before you know it, you've built a house, and that's what comrades is. So you're definitely on track. Just keep doing what you're doing. You're doing amazingly well. Well done.
Thank you so much, Brad. Really, you guys helped me a lot. Really, really. Because like I said, I was struggling very much. So,
We can't wait to see what you do at comrades. We love stories like this, and that's why we do it. I know Lindsay gets pretty excited, but I do too. Just sort of seeing how people get better. And again, we love having you around. You're very active in the forums, and we appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for you too, Brad and Lindsay, obviously.
Cool. Absolute pleasure.
And that's it for this edition of the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you very much to Tanya as well for joining us from Springbok in the Northern Cape. It's definitely on my place, on my list of places I need to get to. We've got an incredible country. And I think there's so many little places like Springbok that most of us never get out to, but definitely worth a visit. So, it is going to happen at some stage. That I've got no doubt. Well, until next time. From myself, Brad Brown, and the coach, have yourself a good one. And don't forget to use that hashtag on the socials, okay? Hashtag Biogen Journey. If you'd like some help on your journey, just tell us what you're training for or what you'd like to achieve. And we could be reaching out to you to give you 3 months access to the Coach Parry online community. If you want to find out more about that community as well, the website to get to is coachparry.com/join. All the details are there. Until next week, from myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers.